AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Bush and Ritchie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Can I ask your opinion on something? And if it looks like I'm trying to rake up an argument that I had with my wife yesterday, that's exactly what's going on.
Okay, yes. Make me the third person in your relationship.
Here's a scenario. Here's a scenario. Imagine you've got 10 people sat round for Christmas meal.
Uh-huh.
How many pigs in blankets do you order in your Tesco shop?
That's a very good point. I mean, I'd say, I reckon you're about seven pigs in blankets per person. Or six per person.
No.
My
eyes went up, but don't let my reaction change your answer, because I need your honest answer.
So do you think I've gone
No, I don't want to lead the jury.
Do you know what, right? I think this would be a good thing to talk about on the show. I think we should talk about this, because obviously Friday's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this next week, because I think people will have a you know, like, remember we did the mug quotient?
We did.
Which is how many mugs per person should be in the house or whatever.
That's what we need. We need a formula. Yeah. We need a formula.
Pigs in blanket index.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Pigs in blanket is PIB. It's the PIBDEX.
Yeah. We can work on the name. But if you've got a thought on it, get in touch now, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Now, we want to keep things light-hearted and perk things up, but I don't want to start like a stereotype today, but wow, the weather's bad, isn't it?
Today is absolutely outrageous.
It's biblical. It's biblical, and it resulted in me sending a text message to my son earlier today that once I'd hit send, I then thought to myself, oh, that's just so dad. It's so dad.
Dad alert.
He's doing a drive this afternoon, a couple of hours motorway driving, and I sent him a message saying, drive carefully, just make sure you get there and check your tyres before you go. The weather's so bad.
Dads are obsessed with that, aren't they?
Checking tyres. Dads are obsessed with checking tyres, checking radiators, just checking things.
When my dad stays with us and we're about to go and do a journey or whatever, he'll always make me go with him to go and do the whole tire check, water check. Obsessed with how much water I've got in my car.
Yeah.
Stay out of it. I've got that covered.
He replies back with a "will do," and then like a thumbs up. And I'm thinking, he ain't doing that.
He's not doing that.
But at least I've said it. But I felt like it was next level dadding. Have you done anything recently that you kind of thought was just so dad?
Well, as you all know, I'm not like very organised. So these things don't come to me quite often, that often. But there's one thing that I've done that I still am dining out on, which is a very peak dad thing. I had a bit of carpet left over from when we had our bedroom recarpeted. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is cut that into the shape of our boot and put it in the boot.
Wow.
So now when we put muddy boots, or when we add buggies for the girls and stuff like that, it doesn't go on there. Why do they make the material of the interior of boots and cars like the side of like an Alsatian dog that kind of clags up?
Yes.
So I've got, I know that does sound a bit Crime Watch UK, having rolled up a carpet in the boot, but it works for me.
That is so dad.
Isn't it? I'll cut you one if you want.
Thank you very much. Have you got enough carpet left over?
We'll have to wait until we get the next bedroom done.
Okay, fair enough. If you have done something recently, obviously you don't have to be a dad to do dad things.
No, exactly.
Rob has texted saying, gents, don't talk to me about tyres. My lad only had 11 PSI in one tyre and said, I didn't know I had to check them.
Do you know, my dad actually sent me once for, I think it was birthday or Christmas or whatever, one of them gauge things that you stick in the tyre.
Got one.
Of course you got one of those.
Yeah.
Of course he's got one of those.
I've also got a tyre tread measurer.
I want like a little thing you put in there to see whether it's still all right.
Yeah, to see whether your tyre tread is legal. I've got that and PSI.
One big party. He's a YouTuber, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I mentioned earlier on that my dad moment is cutting out the rug, a bit of the carpet from our bedroom that was left over, not cut a hole in it, to put in the boot. Someone says, cheers, Bush, you just made me void my Dragon's Den pitch. Boot rug. There's something in it.
Dan in Norwich says, next level dadding. Yesterday, I got into the recycling bin and jumped onto the cardboard to push it down. I was, of course, wearing Crocs at the time.
Good on you. What a way to go if the lid fell down, do you know what I mean? In a weird thing, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, didn't someone send us an actual tool or a device that dads can take to the next level and it helps them crush and compact their cardboard?
I've got it on my watch list on Amazon.
What do you mean, you're watching it?
Yeah, as in I'm thinking about getting it.
That's the most dad thing ever, isn't it? Rather than just getting it, watching it. This text says, guys, my dad is the ultimate dad. I passed my driving test, went out and bought an electric car, and on my first drive, he asked me, did you check your oil? My car doesn't have oil. I spent 35 minutes looking around the bonnet to find out where the oil was meant to go.
Have you sent that in yourself?
That probably was something I did. I'll be honest with you. That is me.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
So inspired by your incredible generosity during our Mission Christmas campaign, we've been on a bit of a toy odyssey here on the Home Time Show. We've been revisiting some classic toys from our collective childhoods. We've asked for your help deciding the top five Christmas toys of the 1980s. You were brilliant with that. Top five Christmas toys of the 1990s. And this week, we've been asking for your suggestions for toys from the 2000s. So thank you to everyone who's got involved and suggested stuff from the not-too-distant past. Here are the top five ultimate Christmas toys of the noughties, as chosen by you.
At five, it's the Nintendo DS. Over 150 million sold since 2004. Where would the world be without Animal Crossing?
Nintendo DS. Chat wirelessly, play wirelessly.
At number four, proving once again that robots still haven't hit the heights promised us in the sci-fi films, it's Techno the Robotic Puppy. One of them clap-and-flip barking puppies from Only Fools and Horses, instead dressed as RoboCop.
When Mom got me a puppy, Dad said...
A puppy? Who's gonna walk him?
I am.
Techno the Robotic Puppy. He's programmable, has artificial intelligence, and comes with his own high-tech dog bone and card trick.
At three, stick a wheel in the sole of your shoe and what have you got? Yes, it's Heelys, the biggest threat to inline skates the world has ever seen.
Freedom is a wheel in your sole. It's Heelys and it's all about fun.
At number two, take your nan's glasses off at over 30 feet in the middle of a family party with the toy that made urban combat all cozy. It's the Nerf gun.
Nerf's N-Strike Arsenal has a specialized blaster for any mission. Everything you need to blast your skills to the next level. N-Strike.
But the number one Christmas toy of the noughties saw us all perfect 10-pin bowling, tennis, golf and baseball. It's the Nintendo Wii. Just make sure you've got your strap on.
With so many great games, the fun just happens on Wii.
There you go. What an incredible number one that was as well. And I never owned one. Never,
really?
Never had a Nintendo Wii in my entire life.
Do you know what? I've got one in the loft. I will sell it to you for some good money.
Can you stop trying to get me in your loft?
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Countdown goddess Susie Dent is on this show after six. And in honour of her wordplay and her incredible knowledge of the language, we're going to bring back a feature that we used to do a little while back here on the Home Time Show. We've rested it for a bit. It's called Find a Word For. Basically, we used to find a word for a thing or something that currently doesn't have a word to describe it.
Now, with a week away from Christmas, we felt it should be a festive scenario that we need to find a word for. So what we're going to put to Susie later is this. Find a word for the period when family and friends have started to overstay their welcome.
So you know that bit where it's like, oh, it's been great having them here, but then you get to that, there's something happens almost overnight where you think, I just want my house back.
Yes, exactly that.
Or you might be somewhere else and then you think, I just want to go back to my own space.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
I'll suggest something.
Go on, start us off.
Okay, so you've got the phrase limbo. Well, how about please go?
Please go. I'm stuck in please go.
Yeah, I'm stuck in please go, yeah.
The only thing I'm not very good at these, as you well know. The only thing
that's
I'm...
That's why we rested it.
Yeah, that's why I rested it. I can't come up with anything. In Laura Teague, as in
fatigue. That's good.
That's not very good.
No,
very
it
good.
Is.
These guys will come up with something better.
Well, they probably will, but okay. That's still good.
Tough love, and I appreciate that. Always being honest with me.
Jeff is travelling home to Selkirk, and he says his word is limbotic.
Limbotic. Just working on the limbo thing that you were talking about earlier on. What's the otic?
Sure.
You might need to explain these. This one here, from Kerry, who's waiting for her kids' 2-hour school concert to start. Thoughts and prayers, Kerry. She says the funkening.
That's good.
What does that mean, though? Where's the funk in that?
Well, you've got awakening.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
And it could put you in a bit of a funk, couldn't it?
Do you want to start to remember why we actually ditched this feature in the first place? Sarah from Murfield says, I think it could be called Crimgo Limbo or Crimbo Limgo.
What's she calling it?
Crimgo Limbo or Crimbo Limgo.
I feel like she's ripped off my Please Go.
That is a very good point. It does incorporate, I feel like it incorporates your Please Go, but takes it in a more Christmas direction.
Luke in Whitby would like to suggest Overstelcom.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That is not bad.
Giggsy in Devon says, my word is overleached, as in behaving like leeches. Oh. Had the family over for Boxing Day, but they overleached by 3 hours.
I'd say that's like a bit of a slur on your family situation. What about this one? Jamie in Norwich says, fam leave. Fam leave, just go.
That's not bad.
Fam leave. Oh, we're in that period now, it's just fam leave. Again, it's a work in progress.
It feels like you're on fam leave, like mat leave. I'm on fam leave.
Exactly. I'm on me fat. Oh, God, I nearly said something terrible then. Just behave yourself. Sean from Gateshead says, because Susie Dent is coming on the show after 6, why didn't you honour Susie with a word derived from her name for the process of identifying a word for? As in our little feature, find a word for. Yeah. He's calling it Sudentification would be my choice for the process. Can your listeners Sudentify a better honorary choice?
Very good. Chloe, Charlie's girlfriend, texted from the car on the journey up. Have you been listening since 4 o'clock?
Wow.
When I messaged them about driving carefully and pumping up the tyres.
Yeah.
Saying, we've thought of a word, over-tinselation, inspired by overstimulation in the Christmas period.
That might be the best one so far.
It's not bad, is it?
Bit of nepotism going on there.
Yeah, very much
but
so.
It might be the best one so far. Barry with a late shout saying, evening both. In terms of the question, I reckon stalecation is the appropriate term when they've outstayed their welcome and things are starting to go a bit stale. Actually, he says, stink the place out like stale food. Thank you. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio. There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, do get in touch with the correct amount of pigs in blankets per person for Christmas Day. Can you just give me a steer, though? I said 6 or 7 per person. Mm. I can't work out whether I've disappointed you because you're thinking you should be eating more than that, or I've overdone it and I've been eating pigs in blankets wrong.
Let's just say I think I'm going to have to change my order.
That doesn't give me the answer I'm after.
You've disappointed me because Natalie might be right.
Okay, right, brilliant. Well, this is going to be fireworks on this show next week. Make sure you listen.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.